Hi, this is Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man, where we talk about selling, buying, investing in homes. We're not baffling you with BS, we're dazzling you with brilliance. We're not telling you how to become a millionaire. We are telling you stories, the truth, and the information no one is talking about. So sit back, listen, laugh, and enjoy Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man.
Hey everybody, JD here. Hope you're looking good and feeling fine. Hopefully you're going to have a great time with friends, neighbors, relatives, and acquaintances this holiday season. Well, like I said, I looked at the whole year, looked at some of my predictions, listened to some of my great podcasts of last year, and I came to the conclusion I was right in a lot of ways, and I was wrong in a lot of ways. So we're going to go over, just kind of sum up this whole year of some of the great things that I predicted that are coming true, and some of the things I was way off. Let's look at some of the things that I was way off. Well, first of all, what I was way off is I thought there was going to be a tremendous amount of foreclosures this year. There was some, but not as dramatic as I thought. And I thought, well, why is that? Why didn't we have the foreclosures and the price drops that everybody's predicted? Well, the reason why is when I was going out, looking at the home sellers, talking to home sellers, a lot of the home sellers didn't want to sell their homes. So the market didn't go dramatically down in price. And the reason why they didn't want to sell their homes is because of the fact that they couldn't find any homes cheaper to move into than what they were living in. So if they lost their jobs or they found new jobs that paid half as much as what their old jobs were, they realize that if I sell my home and go rent, the rent isn't going to be any more cheaper than what my payment is. So they decided, look, I'm not going to sell my home, because if I sold my home and rent, like I said, the rent is probably what I'm paying payments now, or even more, so it doesn't make sense for me to sell a home. So a lot of people did not put their homes up on the market because of the fact it was just cheaper for them to live in their home now than sell it and go to rent. Another thing they did is they looked at their homes, they refinanced back in the pandemic at a look incredibly low rate, 2, 3, 4%, which we'll never, ever see that type of interest rates in probably in our lifetime again. Like I said, unless there's another 100-year-old pandemic that comes up. So what happened is when they looked at the equity in their home, they said, wow, we've got a tremendous amount of equity, but nobody was really excited. People were like, okay, I've got all this equity, but JD, I can't even afford to buy the home that I'm living in right now. So that equity, like I said, really, it's almost like they didn't have any equity, because if the equity that they had isn't, you know, goes to another home, but the only home that they can move up to is no more than what they have, plus they're going to give up that 2, 3, 4% interest rate and go to a 5 or 6 or 7% interest rate, it didn't make any sense. So there was a lot of people who wanted to sell their homes, but financially it didn't make any sense. So they stayed there. So there wasn't a tremendous amount of, like I said, homes that came on the market or foreclosures. Now, homes did go down in price. Yes, the housing market is flat. And the reason, like I said, is nobody's putting up their homes on the market because, like I said, they can't afford to move and they don't want to give up the interest rate and so on and so forth. So I think that's going to probably continue on next year because of the fact that interest rates, they might go down to 5, 5.5. That's probably the lowest is going to go down next year. Ever since I've been in real estate for 35 years, the average rate's been maybe 5 to 6.5% interest rate over those 30 years. Sometimes they went up, sometimes they went down, but on the average, that's where they were. So we're going to probably still see a slowdown in the housing market, but not a tremendous, huge, off-the-cliff drop. I think where the problem's going to be and where we might in some locations start seeing a lot of homes up for sale and maybe possibly a lot of foreclosures is places where there's a lot of government jobs. I think if you have a government job, you better start hopefully looking for other work. If your government job is a fat job, and what I mean is it's one of those jobs that serves no purpose and the government's funding it and it's just money getting flushed down the toilet, there's going to be a lot of layoffs in these government jobs that serve no purposes that are funded just because other politicians wanted tons of money for their cities and their little pet projects to make themselves popular in the cities that they governed. Let me give you an example. Like, you know, let's say you're working for a company and you're making $200,000 or $150,000 because you're a scientist living in the North Pole and you're researching why a certain fish doesn't freeze when the ocean freezes and why their blood has a certain chemical in it, like antifreeze, that allows them to stay alive when the oceans freeze. Your job's going to be cut. Stupid programs like that. You know, Elon Musk and Rosaswamy is now cutting fat. They're going to be cutting tons of fat. Matter of fact, they said just waking up, they'll be able to probably cut $1 trillion out of the budget just for stupid things, bridges to nowhere, stupid programs. Well, if all these programs and this money wasting that's been around for years is now going to be more a lean, mean government machine, there's going to be a lot of these jobs that are going to be discontinued, that serve no purpose, that these people have just been living on daddy and mommy's paycheck. And now daddy and mommy is going to say, no, we're not going to give you money anymore. See you later. Bye. A lot of these government jobs are going to be pretty much out the door. So there's going to be a lot of unemployment in the government industry. And a lot of subcontractors that have been subcontracted with government with these useless waste of money jobs for the taxpayers, they're going to be gone. So you're going to probably see a tremendous amount of houses coming up for sale, probably maybe some foreclosures and things like that on places where a lot of the cities have a tremendous amount of government jobs. Now, people will always ask me, JD, okay, if there's these foreclosures that are coming up, what should be watch for? Well, I always say right now, it's going to be kind of tough. I've dealt with a lot of foreclosures. You know, banks now aren't like what they used to be. I used to sell a tremendous amount of foreclosures. I got so many screaming deals. Man, matter of fact, some of the deals I got, you couldn't even build the house for the deals that I got my clients. Well, those days are kind of gone. And I'll tell you the reason why is because years ago when a bank foreclosed, the law said that when a bank foreclosed, they couldn't make any more money than what they owed on the house. So let's say, just to make things simple, let's say the bank was owed $100,000. And let's just say the bank went in and said, okay, by the time we foreclose and hire attorneys and so on, we have $150,000 in it. They could not sell the house for $200,000 and keep the profit. They would have to give the profit to the owner that they foreclosed on. So that's why so many banks just sold the homes for what they were worth and what they had into them. And you can get these incredible deals because you could get a house $300,450 because there was no real financial benefit for the bank to sell them for $300,000 because they would have to give the money, the profit, to the previous owner. Well, nowadays, years ago, they passed a law that says, when you walk away from a home, you're walking away from every bit of equity that was in that home. So a lot of the banks now, they come in and go, wow, we owe $150,000. The house is worth $300,000. You know what? We're going to put a little paint, a little carpet in there, and we're going to put a couple of appliances. We're going to sell this house for $300,000, and we're going to keep all the equity. So that's why when you go out and you look at foreclosures, they're not all that much lower than the house down the street that somebody else is selling because of the fact the bank can keep all the equity. So the days of these old foreclosures and you know, things along that lines where you could get these houses for penny on a dollar, you know, they're not going to be that much around much. Now, let's say if the bank's given out so many bad loans, that they, you know, they have a ton of foreclosures on the books. Well, they pretty much want to get those foreclosures off their books as quick as they can. So you might get maybe a 20 to 30% discount on a home, but it's going to be really tough unless that home has a tremendous amount of work. Because, you know, if banks, they're business people, and they don't want to put tons and tons of money into it. So they might give you a discount, but a lot of times the discount might not be any more than what you would have to put into it to make the home up to market value. So let's say the house is worth $100,000. I'm just using really just simple numbers here. There's $20,000 worth of repairs. So maybe the bank might give it to you for maybe 75, because they don't want to put on that money. But if they see a great big profit and they only have to put some carpet and paint in and they can make $200,000, they're not going to lower the price that much. So that's probably what's going to go in as we get into 2025. I think you're not going to see a lot of equity in homes. They'll probably be steady. You know, I'm going to see maybe a little bit still probably going down. Like I said, we've seen, I was predicting 30 to 40% this year depreciation. That didn't happen. And I told you the reason why, because the sellers and the buyers. And we might see maybe a 5 to 10% downturn in next year's market. So that's probably going to be happening unless, like I said, there's going to be a lot of layoffs in the government industry. Then you might see in those areas maybe a 20 to 30% drop in housing prices. It's just kind of a wait and see. Now, people always say, JD, you know, I looked at buying some real estate. It's just so expensive. The banks want me to put a ton of money down. Or how do I go and buy my first home? I can't really afford it. Is buying a home just so out of my price range? And, you know, the American dream is pretty much a nightmare now. And buying a home is just way, way too unrealistic. And, you know, investing in homes, are they just not worth investing in homes and so on? Well, I heard an idea that was brilliant. And this was one of those ideas that you start thinking about it and you're like, this is like a brilliant idea. So if you're an investor or maybe a future home buyer, you might want to look in this. It's different is one of the totally out of the box thinking. It's thinking that I always enjoy. But before I tell you where we're going with this, let me tell you some of the things that I hit last year, right? Just heard this on, I think it was NBC News, about malls. I said that malls should be turned into senior citizen cities, senior cities, and have a lot of condos and apartments and everything built in these malls, and then having these malls have down below like movie theaters and restaurants and so on and so forth. Well, guess what they're doing? They heard my podcast, because I'll tell you, I'm taking credit for this. Nobody ever mentioned this. So somebody, developer, must have heard my podcast, because what they're doing is they're converting these malls into apartments. Yes, they're converting a lot of these malls that had just been sitting there empty into senior cities and apartments. So I thought that was an interesting. I kind of saw that coming and kind of predicted that. So that's one thing that's I thought I got right. Plus, like I said, some of the homes did go down in price, but not as much as I thought. Well, here's the big idea for, I think, 2025, that I just thought it was a great idea when I heard it. Okay, now be open-minded, because this is so out of the box that when I heard it and somebody came up to me and we were discussing it, I said, at first my reaction was, this is insane, what are you smoking? But then when I left it, I started thinking about it. I thought, you know, it's not that crazy. Okay, so here it is. It's you buy a home, okay, and you create an LLC. Let's just say Home Investor LLC. Or you just call yourself ABC Investment Company. And you purchase a home. Okay, now that home is now your company. Okay, now kind of follow this, because nobody's even anywhere, any place I've ever heard this. But like I said, I thought it was a brilliant idea. So your now home that you buy is a company. Okay, you got that? Okay, so this is like a BlackRock or somebody buying 20, 50, 10,000 homes back 3 or 4 years ago. It's an individual who wants to buy a home and invest it, investment, or a person who wants to buy a home to live in. But it's buying it under their own name. They buy it under a company name. Okay, so now the house is the company. Kind of following this? Now what you do is you go to investors and you sell stock in that house. Now I know this, I know you're probably saying, what? This is kind of a crazy idea. I thought it was a crazy idea, but when I sat down, it started making sense. So you sell shares in the house you bought. So it's almost like selling shares in your company. Okay, and as the house appreciates, just like a company's value appreciates, the shares that you sell in the home, the people that buy them, their shares go up, and they can sell their shares to anyone else. It's just like having shares in a regular company. You own a piece of that house, but you can't sell it. You don't have the rights to sell it or anything like that. But you have the right to sell your stock in a company. Like say you have shares in Apple. Well, you don't own Apple. You're just a shareholder. You don't have any major decisions of what's going on in a shareholder. But if the stock goes down, you sell it and take a loss. Stock goes up, you sell it, depending on the value of the company. Well, this idea was your stock goes up or down depending on the value of the home. So let's say you buy, you know, there's 1,000 shares of stock in this particular home. The home goes up and you can sell your stock, or you could hold it as the value goes up. So I thought that was like such a creative idea, selling stock in a home and buying the home under a company name, and the house becomes a company. It sounds crazy, but it makes a ton of sense when you think about it. And like I said, when you want to sell out, you just sell your stock like you would do any other stock that you would own. Now, so I thought that was really, really interesting when I heard it. So it's one of those things that might be coming up in 2025 where people who want to live in a home or people who want to invest in a home actually buy that home, like I said, and they sell stocks in that home, and the company actually owns it. So when actually, if they the house does eventually sell, then you pay off the stockholders for what the value of the home is, and that's about it. So let's say you have 1,000 stockholders, and they all own the stock, and the stock is worth a dollar a piece. You sell the home for $1,000, you pay $1 to all the stockholders, and you move on. So I thought that was such a brilliant idea. I never heard of anything like that, and I think once that catches on, I think there might be a lot of people who actually buy homes and sell stocks in the homes. So that's a kind of a creative idea. So that's about it. I think next year with Trump kicking butt and taking names, I don't know if you voted for him or not, there's going to be a lot of changes. Hopefully the prices start going down, the economy starts going up, maybe housing market, maybe interest rates start going down. And I think the housing market hopefully levels out, so it's not a seller's market, not a buyer's market, but just a good market for the buyers and the sellers. And that's what we want. We don't want an all buyer's market where the houses go down dramatically in price, but we don't want the homes to go up even more. They're so overinflated as it is, there won't be anybody buying homes. And when nobody buys homes, then they just go way down, and we don't want them to go way down. We want them to maintain probably a good, I'd say 3-5% a year is about the average. So hopefully that'll be going down. I think maybe the next 2 or 3, 4 years, we just might see a flat market just because the homes are so overvalued right now. So I think if the houses market just probably isn't going to go up that much in the next 3 or 4 years. And if they do, they definitely will probably go down. I don't think they're going to go up much higher if they do go up, but I think there's a lot of downside on it. So it's just one of those wait and see things. Well, guys, have a great holiday season. Like I said, I hope you do really well financially next year. And like I said, hope you are incredibly healthy, because if you're not healthy, no matter how much money you make, it doesn't do you much great or good. I hope everything just goes well, like I said, with family, friends, relatives, and acquaintances. And I appreciate you guys for listening to my podcast. I've actually have quite a few people who listen to it on a regular basis and subscribe. I appreciate all that. And like I said, I wish you well with whatever you do next year. Have a great holiday season and a great New Year's. Bye for now.
We hope you enjoyed the show Real Estate for the Common Man. Please follow us or subscribe. Tell your friends, neighbors, relatives, and coworkers about us. We're on all your major podcast apps: Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. If you can't remember all that, just Google it or have your friends Google Real Estate for the Common Man and it will come up. Again, we thank you very much for your time and hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hey, if you live in Colorado Springs and want to buy or sell a home, you can look us up at Sold Real Estate Company. That's soldrealestatecompany.com. Again, thank you very much. Please subscribe and have a very good week, and we'll see you next time.